On today's episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast, we're going to jump into an oldie. I'm not going to say a goodie, but an oldie that still continues to come up over and over and over again. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Hello, howdy, hi everybody, how are you doing today? I'm doing pretty good, I gotta tell you, I'm doing pretty good. I like it, I love it, I gotta have more of it, of this thing called L-I-F-E. Yeah, I think I spelled it right, I'm hoping so. So I'm here, I've got my cold brew in my hand, you know I do, listen. There it is. Yep, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go super early in the morning, getting to do a podcast home for just a few split seconds before, boom, just right back at it. You know, I'm getting ready to come up on a little bit of a summer vacation, which I'm super excited for. And I hope that you've had some time to get a little bit of a summer vacation in already. And if not already, hopefully your plans are kind of like mine. And it's coming like real soon. I'm like right around the corner. I'm so excited. At the time that I'm recording this, I've got just a few more trips. Yeah, so I do record these a little bit in advance. I have to. I just, when I get in the office, I got to sit down and at least record a couple of these every week or they get way behind. It's weird. So today, I'm getting ready to head across the Valley of the Sun here. So I live in the West Valley over in a little place called Litchfield Park. And I've got to drive like the hour plus through traffic to the other side of town to do something kind of weird. And it's to facilitate a bit of a learning exploration. And I say it's weird because I never do stuff in Phoenix. Like it's rare, right? I think since I've been doing this whole thing, I've done like a small handful of things here in Phoenix. But more on that in just a second. So that's what I've got going on today. Other than the podcast, I'm going to go and do some operational learning with an awesome group of folks, and it's going to be an absolute hoot, and we're going to learn an absolute ton. It'll be awesome. It will absolutely rock your socks, right? And then over the rest of the week, I'm going to Idaho, and then the next week, I'm going to Alabama, and then the next week, I'm going to Kentucky, and then I'm going on vacation. So there you go. I'm super excited to get to spend a couple solid weeks retreating. That's probably the right way to put it. Retreating into the mountains from the world. Like there will be a computer there, but my goal is to not touch it unless it's an absolute emergency. The phone is going in the drawer. I'll probably schedule, you know, the podcast will come out because it's pre-scheduled. I'll probably try to schedule some social media updates that will come out again, pre-scheduled, but I'm going to avoid everything other than my amazing, lovely family and just having fun in the mountains of Tennessee. That'll be that. So back to the point that I wanted to make on Arizona before I forget, because I totally will. I do this all the time. I record these and go, crap, I forgot to mention this, and I don't go back and edit. So just sorry, but I've got some stuff coming up this fall here with the local ASSP chapter in Arizona. It's like their PDC thing. I'm going to do a keynote over there. You can check out their website. Just Google AZASSP. I don't know the exact date on it, but I've got that coming up, and I'm doing some stuff, some more public stuff in Iowa. And there's a couple things hanging out there for maybe a couple more public events before the end of the year. So more into the fall, more like late into the year stuff happening here kind of throughout the Southwest. So there might be some really, 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 really cool opportunities for you. If you know, I'm not coming to hang out in your organization. You want to come hang out with me. You want to come learn about Hop. You want to come hear a keynote. You want to come do all that stuff. There's some opportunities coming up this fall, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And the easiest way, the absolute easiest way to not miss out on those things is just to go over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. And there's like that menu, like, you know, at the bottom, where it's got like all the little links for the site. Click join the mailing list, or it says something like that. I don't have it up in front of me, but just join the mailing list. If you click that link, join the mailing list, your name goes right on there, and we send out the weekly check-in, which just lets you know kind of new articles, blog posts, new videos. It lets you know public events, so what's coming up on the calendar, where it's like, hey, you know, I'm going to be here, you can come hang out. It also lets you know where I'm at in the world, so if I'm coming to your neck of the woods and you see, you're like, holy crap, you're going to be like right down the street from me. Let's meet up. Let's grab coffee. Let's talk Hop. Let's not talk Hop. I don't care. I'd love spending time with you all in person, whether that's at an event, coming to your organization, or just stopping over at a quick Starbucks to, you know, have a cool conversation and feed my cold brew addiction. So last but not least, I have to tell you, make sure that you follow along on all things social media. You know how to do that. I'm going to be working on some videos, hopefully once I get a little bit of a lull in the travel schedule. So more videos to come. I've been uploading those videos over on the resource page of the website, so you can download those. People don't realize that. I share this with people at events all the time, but you can download those videos. You just click those like the little info more options thing on the side of the video. Click download. Use it in your presentations. Use it wherever you need to. It's there. Just take it and use it. That's why I make them. They're for you, right? They're for you. They're all the resources and little snippets and things that I know we didn't have years back when we first started on this journey internal to organizations. We were kind of doing it all on our own. So hopefully it helps. And if there's a particular thing that you would like to see me make or like to see me talk about in a video or a pod, just send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. And super last but not least, we've been doing all kinds of like the Hop Nerd podcast art stuff, which is cool. Like it's just cool. It's a great way to connect with folks. Me and Avery have been doodling some stuff. Several of you out there have been submitting some artwork. I've been working with some local artists, which is really cool too. So a lot of this we're using for, you know, pod clips. So as you click on this, I don't know if it works in Apple Podcasts, but I know in Spotify, you'll see like the cover of the podcast is a bit different. It's something that I've designed, you've designed, an artist designed, Avery's designed, somebody's designed it, and we're putting it there. Now, the super cool part about that is we're putting them on t-shirts, and they're some slick ones because they don't look like Hop shirts. They don't look like safety shirts. They're just shirts for the podcast, and it's a great way to support the show, support everything that we've got going on around here. If you're looking for, if you're a t-shirt person, if you're like me, you're always looking for that next wacky shirt, check out the shop. I think that you'll find some stuff that will be of interest to you there. So with all that being said, let's just jump right into today's episode. So today I think we'll be kind of short and ranty, a little bit ranty today. But as I alluded to in our little intro, your little bum bum bums, here we go thing. It's the subject that won't die from our work worlds. It's the subject that just will not die, at least from the safety space in particular. And it's the subject of goal, target, mission, or else zero, right? You know, and what made me kind of go down this path is I got a really interesting email this morning because I spend a lot of time just connecting with people in this space, in this world. I won't even call it Hop. I'll just call it people out there trying to do good work, do it for the right reasons, usually trying to do things a bit differently. Yeah, and I got an email from a friend out there, which I will not name their name or give any information as to, you know, who they are, because that would be a bit rude. But basically having this conversation of like, hey, listen, we can't get away from this stinking zero thing. You know, our higher folks in the organization, they are stuck on it, and they like it, they love it, they got to have more of it. And the logic is we got to put pressure on people, because if we don't put pressure on people, like, we're going to suck at safety, right? Especially pressure on like local leadership teams and holding them accountable for not getting zero. And let me maybe rephrase that, holding them culpable for not reaching zero, and frustration, just absolute frustration. And I get it, right? Like, I get it. I've been there, done that. I know that conversation, because let's maybe start here. Zero feels good. It really feels like the right thing. It feels super simple, super clean, elegant, sexy. You just get zero and that's that, right? You just get zero, and you don't get zero unless you tell people you're going to get zero. And people won't quite get to zero unless you, you know, tar, feather, beat them, shame them, blame them for not getting to zero. You got to make it real painful if you don't get to zero, right? We just do. We just do. And so that usually comes along with, again, taking away rewards. So if you get zero, we're going to have pizza and bonuses and it's going to be great. If you don't get zero, you're going to get less money, and there's going to be a healthy dose of shame, and you're not going to get pizza. And this always, 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 no matter how much we pretend that it doesn't, it always rolls down to the last person. It rolls down to the victim, right? It rolls down to the victim, the last person, the person that got hurt. Now we'll say hurt themselves, right? The last person that did something and hurt themselves. It always comes back to them. It always comes back to them. Sam sneezed and tweaked his back at work and had to go to the doctor's office, and they gave him ibuprofen 800, and now it's recordable, and oh my god, now we don't have zero. Of course that comes back to me. Now we'll prop that up maybe a bit even more, because then Sam, me, as part of, you know, your fixing of this, as part of your responsibility for sneezing and you know, tweaking your back at work, and because you got that ibuprofen, because it's become a recordable, what we want you to do is we want you to pull together a bit of a cautionary tale, a message, and we want you to do it at the safety stand down, and every safety stand down to come until the end of time, or at the very least, until the next person gets a recordable or has a something that will make it into our event log, like lost time record. You're right, because that's where this always goes. And so I'm going to do that. Shame. But that's punishment, man. That's as punishment as it gets. We might say, we don't discipline people for the, but you're making me stand in front of a room and say, it was my fault. Listen, everybody, I sneezed and I should have had more sneeze awareness that, you know, I know that my back is a little bit, uptight. And when I sneeze sometimes, it makes it go out. So here's 47 slides on how you can prevent this, on how you, this might not happen to you if you care enough, if you try hard enough. And I have to stand in front of a room of people and I have to do this on calls. You might as well put my face on a poster and just have it say, don't be like Sam. You might as well. Shame. Punishment. That's where it always goes. It always goes there. Now, you can couple that with a lot of this more research from like Dr. Ben Hallowell and like all these other folks around the invalidity of recordables and kind of all these different things that are out there. But I'm not approaching it from that standpoint. I'm just going to approach it from lived reality. What we know happens, right? What we know through experience happens. I set this goal of zero. Now, I can't have a goal in our corporate worlds. I can't say zero is good. It'd be great if we got zero. What I do is I say zero or else. And the or else part comes with this. We're going to set these big financial motivators, usually, around these things as either the whole or a piece of a set of corporate metrics that we will then cascade down through our organizations. So it'll have something around, you know, production. It'll have something around safety. It'll have something around quality. And the safety one is almost always when we have Mission Zero built around zero. You just can't have these things. And if you have these things, you lose out on that pot of cash, basically. So we'll have this set for our executives. We'll have this set for our, you know, our directors and middle managers, and we'll have this cascaded rolled down all the way to our sites and usually all the way down to individual producers within our organizations. All right. So if your business unit doesn't get zero, or we don't hit our overarching goal of zero, you're all screwed. You're just not getting the payout. It doesn't matter if it was a sneeze. It doesn't matter if it was a bee sting. It's not zero and you suck. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So where this goes, it goes exactly where we know that it goes. It goes to people just not telling us the truth. Because why the heck would they? I remember this really clearly, like way back when I was in an organization and Xero was like the cool thing to do, like, you know, banners and posters and, you know, stand outside of the front gate with balloons and pastries and tell everybody that they should care hard enough and we'll get Xero. You know, those things, you know, the hearts and minds bullshit that we've done for years and years and years and years. If only you cared more, if only I could bring you an apple strudel and have a balloon at the front gate, then maybe you'll be aware enough today not to injure yourself and ruin our record of Xero, right? Those kind of things. I remember having this conversation with a Boilermaker, like a group of them. And I'm like, guys, this seems dumb, but this is what they're pushing. We've kicked and screamed, but they're going down this Xero thing. And I remember, and this was well before really discovering Hop or Safety Differently or anything else. We were just in the midst of like trying to do things a bit differently, like just treat people like adults and, you know, apply some logic in the space. And I remember this conversation vividly. Dude looks at me and credit to him, straight up. And we had a great relationship. And he just looked at me and said, listen, they want Xero. Damn it, man, we're going to give them Xero. Hey, we'll give them Xero. We're getting that payday. We're not getting tarred and feathered. We're not standing in front of folks and doing that 47-page report out on not sneezing at work. We're just not doing that. We will give them Xero. It won't be real, but they'll get what they want. They'll get what they want. They'll get exactly what they're asking for. And what we're asking for with Xero, really, logically, what we're asking for with Xero, it's not actually Xero. It's silence. When we tell people Xero or else, or we imply Xero or else, and we take Xero and we make the goal nothing. And if you don't get nothing, then, you know, you're getting nothing, those kind of things. Then, of course, we're going to get nothing. People will only tell us what we allow them to tell us. It's as simple as that. It really is. To me, it is. And people are going to go, oh, it's more complex than that. People just don't apply Xero correctly and blah, 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 blah. I'm not talking about Xero in the la-la land fantasy world of how we think that it should work. I've never seen it work well. If somebody has, good, great. You've maybe cracked the code or maybe you're lying to yourself. I don't know. But I have never seen it work well. I just have never seen it actually work out well. Because to me, the goal of Xero hinders people's ability to tell us the truth. It's demanding perfection. And when we do not meet that goal of perfection, we're making it to where people can't tell us about it. We're hindering their ability to tell us the truth, which is just kneecapping our ability to know more about operational reality. That's it. We're choosing to know less. We're choosing silence. We're choosing silence. It really is that. We're choosing to know less. We're choosing to know silence. We're choosing to know not much. We're choosing silence. And anything that creates silence, Xero, golden rules, and anything, no matter how good it feels, no matter how much it seems like the right thing to do, no matter how much we go, we love this, it's super slick and it's sexy, it's simple, it's awesome, we love it and it feels great, no matter how well intended it is, if it creates silence, it's bad for our people, it's bad for us, it's bad for our businesses, period. Silence is not good. There's a lot of crap in our work worlds that should scare us. There are things in our work worlds that should scare us a lot. But the thing that should scare the absolute shit out of us is silence. Period. So let me rewind it just a bit. And this is going to be a bit of a quick rant. I know. This is as quick as it gets around these parts. You know this. But I think we need to start right here. We need to start with this idea that folks that are out there putting a lot of passion, especially at our senior leadership levels, into Xero and wanting to go down this path, I think we have to start by acknowledging that their intentions are good. Their intentions are super frustrating, but good. And I think when we have these conversations with folks, we don't really need to bash like their intentions, and we don't need to tell them that they're full of shit, and we don't need to call them dumb. No matter how frustrated we get, we really have to meet them where they're at, and we have to show them a bit of a better way. We don't outgrow the bad by just bashing on the bad. As much fun as that is, and as much as I love to do it, and as much as I feel that it's needed from time to time to poke holes in the bad, we don't outgrow the bad by focusing on the bad. We outgrow the bad by pouring more and more and more and more and more effort into doing things a bit better, into the good. So when we have these conversations with folks, I think it's fair to acknowledge that their intentions are good and their goal. They're approaching it with a bit of nobility around this goal. That's fair to call all of those things out. But I think that we quickly, pretty quickly, but respectfully, need to pick apart that logic because we know that it just doesn't work well. While trying to meet them where they're currently at and getting them this information in doses that will not shock their system too much, we need to chip away at that. We need to chip away at that and really bring them this idea that I understand it's well-intended, but it causes far more harm than good. And for me, I always like to bring them back to this question. Hold on, pause, cold brew break. There we go. I'm caffeinated. I hope you are too. I like to come back to this question almost always with them. Do you want to know more or do you want to know less? Dramatic pause. Really, do you want to know more or do you want to know less? We know through experience. We know anecdotally. We know more and more and more and more through research these days that zero results in us knowing less. And as we said, really what it does is it creates silence. And anything that creates silence is bad for us. It's bad for our people. It's bad for our businesses. I would keep bringing them back to that question. Do you want people to have the ability to tell you the truth, or do you want to put them in a position of not telling you the truth? Do you want to know more? Do we want to know more, or do we want to know less? Now, I would couple that with this idea and really remind them of this idea that no matter what the rules say, no matter how many times we've got it written down in manuals and little manuals that people have to sign like an acknowledgement sheet and tear it out and give it back to us, no matter the fact that we put up to and including termination for not following this after all those things, we have to remind them that all reporting is voluntary. Where I'm going with this, zero discourages reporting. Reporting is voluntary. We have to make it safe for people to be able to tell us the truth if we want people to report, knowing that they've already experienced an unintended operational surprise, understanding that they're already probably, you know, feeling a bit shameful and embarrassed because of it, that they're already freaking out. You know, you've been there. If you've worked for more than a second, you've had an event at work, you know all the emotions, all the things that play through your head when things go even just a bit wrong. You're going, holy crap, what am I going to lose my job? I'm in trouble. This, we need to make sure that we learn. Right? You know what they're going through when something like that happens. Because I've been there, you've been there, pretty much all of us have been there. If you worked for more than a couple days, you've probably experienced something along those lines. Knowing that all that's happening, we take and we put this heavy burden of perfection on top of that. And now they're going, oh crap, the goal zero, the sign is at like 347 days, and now it's going to be me. Oh my God, I'm going to ruin everybody's bonuses. They were giving away pickup trucks this year, and now we're not going to get a pickup truck. We're making it far less likely that people can report, knowing that it's voluntary, knowing all the pressures that already exist there. We have to make it possible. If you want to make it likely, you have to remove that blame shame. You have to make it easy. You have to remove the migraine associated with it. You have to do all those things. If you want to take a voluntary act and make it far more likely to occur, you have to make it easy to bring you the truth. So back to the point, zero discourages reporting. It pushes people towards silence, and it makes it far, far, far less likely that people can report things, which makes it far, far, far less likely that we will operationally learn after that operational surprise. So I guess last but not least in this bit of a rant around the subject that will not go away, the banners that will not go away, the goal, the target, the mission that will not go away. I want to leave you with this, some words of encouragement. And I know that it's frustrating. I know that it's frustrating because I've been there. I've had those conversations with my senior leaders and had to leave meetings kind of beat red, worn down and tired. We've had this. Didn't we just get rid of this last week and now it's back? Like, we agreed last week that this wasn't going to work well. And now you're telling me that not only are we going to shoot for zero events and we're going to do posters and T-shirts and pastries and balloons at the front gate, but now we're going to get these cool error clocks, like digital ones that you can control from your phone. And we're going to put them on the walls. And not only we're going to count days between events, but we're going to count days between human errors. So we're just going to double down and make it worse. I've been there. It's frustrating. I've gone to my office and shut the door and turned out the lights and beat my head against the wall. I know what you're going through, but I'm here to tell you that that's just how this goes. It's just how this goes. That's progress. It's a couple steps forward and a whole bunch of steps back and then some more steps forward and you chip away and you chip away and you chip away and you chip away. And then eventually, through all of that frustration, you break through. You do. Because I remember vividly that day that we got rid of zero. I remember it. And it was a series of small wins. It really was. We started by removing the days, like the days since last recordable, off of our little reports. And we got away with it. And then slowly, slowly, site by site, we started taking the emphasis off of that. And then slowly, site by site, the signs started coming down. And then slowly, the air count clocks started coming down and people celebrated. It was just this big milestone in the ability to speak up, the ability to tell the truth, the ability to report. And it was a long, rocky, winding road with a lot of setbacks, a lot of detours, a lot of zigzags, forwards, backwards, ebb, flow. It was all of it, right? And in the moment, it seemed like it took forever, but it really didn't. It really didn't. From the time that we started saying, you know, behind closed doors, as a group of people on this mission of doing things a bit differently, of saying that, like, we're going to go down this path and we're going to get this freaking mess out of here. This is a huge win for us if we can get rid of zero. There's a lot of other crap we got to work on, but this would be a big one. It probably took us like a year, year and a half. Something like that, really. Yeah, and that's pretty quick in the corporate world, right? Let's be real. Like, that's lightning speed. That's pretty good. It might take you more. It might take you a little less, but just keep going. Back to the points that we were making early on. Understand that their intentions are good, because I'm approaching this from really having this conversation with our executive leaders. That's where we tend to find that people cling to this stuff. The farther that we get down and throughout our organizations, the closer we get to work, the more and more and more that we realize that perfection isn't the goal, right? It just can't be the goal, right? It's easy higher up looking at the top of our Jenga blocks to tie this back into our always used Jenga blocks, probably overused Jenga blocks reference, to see everything is neat, clean, tidy. You know, it's either one or zero, right? It's easy. It's easy to view it as super easy attainable if you just try and care hard enough, right, from farther up the organization. But start with this idea that their intentions are good. Don't just bash the bad. Spend time showing them a better way. Like, do we want to know more? Do we want to know less? Zero causes us to know less. It just causes us to know less. All reporting is voluntary. We have to create an environment in which people can tell us the truth, in which people can report stuff. If we make it painful and hard and frustrating and scary, people are just going to tell us less. Zero contributes to making it scary, painful, hard, scary again, I guess. It just makes it less likely that people can report events. People are going to give you what you ask for. And if you're asking for zero, what you're really asking for is for them to shut up. You're asking for silence. So where I'm really going with this is just chip away. When you have that opportunity to have that conversation, have it and have it again and have it again and have it again and show them that there is a better way out there. Show them. You do that. You do that enough, it's going to be frustrating. There's going to be jumps and bumps and roadblocks and ditches, and you're going to hit a snowstorm, and it's going to get bad. You're going to get stuck in the mud. You might even run off a cliff from time to time. But just continue to chip away with that. Show them a better way. Have that conversation. Meet them where they're at and have that conversation. And I think you'll be surprised how quickly you can actually bring about change to these things within your organization. Just don't get frustrated and give up. Just hang in there. You can make it happen. Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.